more neighborhoods.
Right. All right.
We've just finished.
Oh, let's see. Well, you see, the best, as the years have gone on, I remember when I was a child, small child, uptown was residential. A good part of it was residential, just beginning to come out. And on 6th Avenue, my uncle and aunt lived, and my grandmother had, they lived in the same house on 6th Avenue, right below the San Hermitage Hotel, down there on that the big old house with columns up the front. And then all the very people lived on 8th Avenue from Church to Broad. Homes, they were all residences in there in the early 1900s, you see. And then they began to gradually move out West End.
I see.
Out that way. And it gradually, and first it was all residential. Then it, Vanderbilt University was built in 1875. And it was in the country. Way out in the country, you see. And it gradually came out that way.
No,
and all
no,
the residences, residential got to be the most important residentials all along that street. And it just gradually came out and out until it got out into Belmead, which is the residential spot now, you see.
Is it the
best? Yes, the best. On into Chickering Road and on out into there, off of Belmead, goes on out, you see.
What about up by the lake where the country music starts?
Well, that's a great many of these people that live in Belmead have house cottages, have summer places out there. Some of them do that are interested in water sports and that sort of thing. They all have boats, you see, on the river, on the lake.
I see.
And but West End and all this section out here in Belmead is really the best section. And Hillsborough and all the rest all in that too. It's all a good section of town.
Okay. All right, now are those all the sections you can think of?
Yes, that's
the name. Okay. Where are the main offices of the biggest banks located?
Oh, downtown, on American National Bank is on Union Street, which is the financial street of Nashville.
Okay, that's
all a great bank.
And then, of course, the other banks all clustered around.
Now, how about the oldest and largest stores?
Well, Kane and Sloan is Ike's and Castanot on Church Street downtown. They have branches out. They are the largest and oldest stores.
Okay.
Harvey's came in later, but they are the oldest.
All right, well, but the financial district and the stores are pretty
They're down in town, down in the center of the city.
Yes.
And the big insurance companies, National Life and L&C Tower, they are all right in the center of the city.
Right. Okay, and Church Street, that is the main street.
That is
That's
the main
like the Peachtree street.
Street
of Atlanta.
Yes, it was Spring Street originally
was
in
it?
The first time because there was a spring down where the first settlement
of
Fort Nashboro was right at the base of, on the river of, at Church Street. And it was called Spring Street. And then all the churches began to build on that street, so they called it Church Street.
That makes sense. When did that change happen?
Well, I'm of sixth generation of the First Presbyterian, was the First Presbyterian Church. It's just now the Downtown Presbyterian Church, because we had a split in 1955, and they went out to Franklin Road and built a mansion church out there, and we stayed downtown. But that was built in 1814, originally.
It was
the First Presbyterian Church, now the Downtown Presbyterian Church. The first building was built in 1814, and then that burned in 1832.